Washington. This is VOA News. A new power-sharing agreement reportedly reached in South Sudan. North Korea releases detainees to the U.S. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have reached an agreement on a power-sharing formula. The reported deal would establish a national transitional government that would help steer the world's newest nation to elections. The early reports of the agreement would have Mr. Kiir as president and Machar as prime minister, but discussions are still going about positions like a vice president and deputy vice presidents. Americans Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller are on their way to the U.S. after being detained by North Korea. The State Department's announcement of their release Saturday comes less than 3 weeks after the unexpected release of another American detained in North Korea, Jeffrey Fowle. President Barack Obama told reporters Saturday the U.S. is very grateful for their safe return. 46-year-old Bay is from the state of Washington in the United States. He was arrested 2 years ago on November 3, 2012, while leading a group of tourists in the northern city of Rawson. Miller of California had been charged with espionage and detained since April. Arabic media are reporting that the U.S.-led airstrikes have targeted a gathering of Islamic State leaders in a western Iraqi town near the Syrian border. The Al Jazeera and Al Hadath television channels say more than a dozen people were killed and several dozen wounded in the strike Saturday in the town of Al-Qaim. Witnesses told the Reuters news agency the airstrike targeted a house where senior Islamic State leaders were meeting. It is unclear which, if any, Islamic State group commanders were killed in the attack. This is VOA News. A leading Pakistani newspaper says the Islamic State is increasing its presence in Pakistan and that its local recruits are planning major attacks on key installations. The publication Dawn reported Saturday that officials in Baluchistan province in southwestern Pakistan revealed the development in a confidential report sent to Pakistani authorities. Yemen's ruling political party has removed Yemeni President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi from the party's top ranks, weakening his authority at a time the country is in political turmoil. The General People's Congress is split between supporters of Mr. Hadi and the country's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The party did not explain why it removed Mr. Hadi. The latest figures from the World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola crisis has risen to 4,960, with more than 13,200 others infected with the disease. Health officials say while the death toll continues to rise, the rate of increase has declined. In the U.S., New York federal prosecutor Loretta Lynch has been nominated by President Obama to join his cabinet as Attorney General. Lynch would become the first African-American woman to head the Justice Department if confirmed by the Senate. She would replace outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, who was the first African-American man in the post. As he announced the nomination of Lynch Saturday, President Obama said he could think of no better public servant for the job. Throughout her 30-year career, he said Lynch has distinguished herself as a tough, fair, and independent lawyer. President Obama is calling on Americans to do their part in honoring the country's military veterans. Ahead of the federal Veterans Day holiday Tuesday, Mr. Obama used his weekly address on Saturday to pay tribute to the men and women who have served the country in uniform.
And we celebrate our newest heroes from the 9/11 generation, our veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. For more than 13 years, we've been at war in Afghanistan. Next month, our combat mission will be over, and America's longest war will come to a responsible end.
He said those who have risked their lives to protect the freedom of all Americans must get the care they need and the opportunities they deserve when they return from duty. In the Republican Party's address Saturday, Speaker of the House Representatives John Boehner also paid tribute to the nation's veteran. He also commented on his party's goals since their resounding victory in this week's elections.
That means focusing first on helping middle-class families still struggling to pay the bills and find good-paying jobs. We'll start by debating and voting on the many jobs bills the House has acted on with bipartisan support. We'll work to approve the Keystone XL pipeline, which will mean lower energy costs for families and more jobs for American workers.
I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.